Thank you very much. Delegation from Germany to explain your position and the way you see the important aspects of approach A, that it is limited to contract of carriage, that it is only the scope of application is only when it is not covered by CIM SMCS, and that it is really a choice of the customers or of the or the contracting parties. And in this respect, you want to you suggest that the Belarus delegation clarifies its position whether let's say you are questioning whether the particularly the second point, I think the scope of application is different, or so maybe Belarus delegation, you want to react to the German intervention. No hands raised from Belarus delegation. Okay, so we.
Germany has asked for the floor again.
Okay, Germany has asked for the floor again. Maybe you could clarify once again the precise question to the Belarus delegation, and if they can answer it still this morning or at 2:30.
Yeah. That was actually a mistake. I pushed the wrong button. But to take the opportunity, the question is whether the Belarus proposes to allow the parties, the contracting parties, to choose between URL and CIM and respectively SMGS, also in situations where normally the CIM or SMGS would apply, so for intra-OTIF or intra-OSJD transports. Thank you.
Yeah, so that is a clear question, whether the Belarus proposal has any effect on the choice of contracting parties for transports which are carried out, let's say, exclusively within the let's say OTIF countries territories, or only in the OECD scope, in the intra scope, whether they are not beyond. Okay, I don't know whether Belarus delegation would like to react to this now. And otherwise, there is still an opportunity to do this and just after the lunch break. Who? Belarus has asked for the floor, so please, you could respond to this question.
Спасибо за предоставленное слово.